Dingoes Ate My Baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
Hey, your car can get a phone call directly now.
Yeah.
If you happen to have an Audi A6 or A8.
What if you have like OnStar with the calling stuff? You can get calls.
No. I'm talking about these new, I guess Audi's the first one to actually work with the Trio 650 through Bluetooth. It can actually transmit everything to the car's sound system and the little display that normally gives you your GPS information and caller ID. And I mean, it's got all kinds of, you can get the directory.
That is fly.
Isn't it fly?
Yeah. I just learned that word.
Well, I mean, we're coming up towards, but I mean, this is something where you never even have to take the phone out of your pocket, right? It's just there, and it's just because it's Bluetooth. It's like magical and stuff.
It's like there's a locket in your pocket.
Yes.
Can you tell I have a 3-year-old?
Yes. Been there, done that, absolutely.
Can hey, you listen, tell I am my 3-year-old?
If you missed any part of the show, we do have the audio archives already posted for the first part of the show, and for throughout the show, we'll have it all posted up there. We thank you for joining us today, because we're coming up on the last segment. We're going to try to squeeze a phone call or two in. Obviously, the resources for music downloads and our recommendations on how to do things and what to do and what not to do, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and check it out, man.
And if you're listening to the audio archive,
yeah.
Hi. And we're going to be podcasting soon. If you know what that means, Google the word and find out.
If you don't know what it means, we're going to actually do a whole show on that when we launch our podcast. So shall we go to the phones and ask her?
How about if we ask John?
I'm gonna answer and ask a question at the same time. I'm going to ask her, John, what his question is.
Right.
Well, how can we help you, John?
Well, I can't get my defrag program past 1%.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
And this is it. You start the thing, you say, do your defrag, and it looks like it's going, and then it like goes.
Oh, it goes day and night.
Yeah. And then after a while you go, maybe this isn't working.
Right.
That is probably, in the 11 years we've been doing radio, that's probably the single most asked question. Wouldn't you say, Brandon?
Yeah, number one.
Number one.
Number one.
Without a doubt, number one question. The problem is, in order for Windows Defrag, which is a utility that basically reorganizes all your stuff on your hard drive so that it's able to operate at its optimum performance, it's kind of like getting you all of the filing cabinet file records and all that all straightened out. You know how things kind of get kludgy after a while. That's really what it's trying to do. In order to do that, it has to have exclusive use of the hard drive. Nothing else can ever be asking the system or the hard drive for any information. It's kind of like if you're in the middle of trying to clean it up and people keep coming in and taking files out, you know, you want to smack them in the hand.
Lock the door and say, get out!
So the easiest way to eliminate other programs from being able to access the hard drive is to make sure those programs are not actually running. Are you familiar
with that? How do we do that?
You turn the computer off.
There you go.
Well, I unplugged it.
Yeah. And then while it's unplugged, ask very nicely for it to defrag in its sleep. No. Do you know what safe mode is?
No.
You've never heard of safe mode. Which version of Windows are you running?
ME.
Well, there's your problem.
It's our favorite version of Windows. Windows many errors.
Yeah, that's what ME stands for.
Right.
Yeah. You basically want to restart your computer like you normally would.
Okay.
While it's restarting,
hold down the left shift key.
You know where it gives you the splash screen that says Windows ME and all that?
Yes.
You need to be holding it from before that splash screen.
Oh.
So as soon as you say restart, press and hold the shift key and just keep on holding it.
Okay.
It should then come up to, see with ME, does it come to the menu?
Or it'll either come to a menu where it gives you choices, one of which will be safe mode, or it'll just go straight into safe mode.
And safe mode will look really ugly.
And that's okay.
Okay.
And that's okay. Yeah. And it'll warn you that you're about to go into safe mode. What safe mode does is it loads Windows at its very, very core basic minimums, like the bare minimums that it takes to start Windows.
Oh.
That's all it allows.
Okay.
And so that eliminates all those programs that are likely installing and loading and trying to protect you from yourself and from others on the internet. You know, security software, spyware software, virus software, all that stuff. Well, all that stuff is not allowing defrag to run, most likely.
Okay.
Now, if defrag won't run in safe mode, then I believe your original diagnosis of unplugging the computer is correct.
But just never, ever plug it back in.
Right.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. That means that there's something more dramatic going on, and you may need to consult somebody with some technical expertise or start looking on the internet. You can go to Google and say Windows ME defrag won't run in safe mode, something like that, and you'll find thousands of people out there that go, yeah, it happened to me.
Yeah.
And they'll give you this very very technical explanation of what
first,
you might be able to do.
First, I stood on my chair. I put my left foot in.
I took my left foot out.
You get the idea.
I reformatted this thing a year ago.
And did you? Were you able to run defrag then?
No. I didn't really know much about it.
I see.
Until I ran a computer check, and that's the first thing that came up.
Yeah, it needs to run defrag.
Right.
So try that safe mode trick. That'll most likely do the trick, and if not, then
you got some searching to do.
Okay.
All right?
Very good.
John,
thank you.
You bet. Good luck. And for those of you that happen to have that same question, since we know millions and millions of people do.
Which means at least two of you listening right now have that question.
By the way, anything you have a question on, we have about 4,000 questions and answers at our free help center on our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the free help center. Anytime, 24/7, you can pop in there, use the search engine. You can see about 3.5 years worth of my newspaper columns. Tons and tons of advice. The defrag issue is in there. If you just type the word defrag in our search engine on our free help site, you'll get a plethora of possibilities.
Or even more than that.
Or you could type in defrag Windows ME and stuff.
You could do that.
If you wanted to reduce that somewhat.
Absolutely. We've been talking. We're number one. We've got a minute left.
Yes.
And I don't know what else, but something else that starts with the number one. We've been talking about digital music.
Yes.
And we didn't talk about it a ton because we didn't have a lot of people that were calling about it. But we did talk about it.
We never do.
Yeah, but that happens from time to time. If you want to get the resources to the things we talked about, you want to listen to the audio archives, you want to see past shows, you want to download that free download of the week, which was called Winamp, you want to see what the Geek Speak of the Week was because you missed it. Any and all of those things can be done and can be had through our website, datadoctors.com.
And
click on the radio show section.
I'm sorry. And while you're there, register for or subscribe to our newsletter. It's a free way to basically, A, get warnings like we sent out last week on the Sober Worm.
Within a few hours of its release.
That's right. Also, we do a follow-up to the radio show, so some of the questions that were asked, we're going to have follow-up resources for. So it's just a very informative way for us to communicate with you.
And if your name is Dave or Jeff or Navid, you guys hang tight because we're going to get you off the air.
Yeah, yeah, just hang tight there. We'll take you off the air. You get personalized one-on-one Data Doctors attention.
Yes.
All right, we got another show coming up next week, but until then, we want to remind you,
if it ain't broke,
don't fix it.
We'll see you next week at 12:20.